This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station Joy 94.9.
Hide and Seek is your show for exploring sex, sexuality and self on Joy 94.9.
James Finlay and Andrew the Apprentice with you on Hide and Seek for your Thursday evening.
You are on, and this is your show for exploring sex, sexuality, and self.
That's what I was leading you to.
Yes, well done, thank you. Out and Online is a new program trial that is being run by the National E-Therapy Centre at Swinburne, along with teams of researchers from not just Swinburne, but also the Federation University and Deakin University. And joining us here in the studio to discuss Out and Online is Lucian and Bronte. Good evening.
Hi.
Thanks
for having us.
Welcome.
So Out and Online, what can you tell us a little bit about what it is? Just a high level of what it is.
So it's an online program. It's free. And it's basically a well-being program for same-sex attracted young people. At the moment, it's accessible to 18 to 25-year-olds while we trial the program.
Yeah.
But our aim is to make it publicly accessible to all ages.
Okay.
And so why have you started with young people in particular?
Well, that's a demographic where they haven't necessarily really received a lot of attention. Mm-hmm. And where also it's really important that people learn to understand mental health and well-being and do something about it and how to go about doing that. Also, it may be sometimes more difficult for young people to access services that can assist them with their mental health for various reasons to do with availability and, you know, finances and embarrassment and that sort of thing.
Great. So that gives a quick overview of what it is. But what tell us about the National E-Therapy Centre itself and what do you do there?
So the National E-Therapy Centre is based at Swinburne University of Technology with contributors from other universities, and it develops many varied online programs. So mental health online, anxiety online, OCD stop, sleep e-programs. So they're largely cognitive behavioural therapy programs that are accessible online for individuals who preference an online therapeutic mode or just because they might want to access those services in conjunction with other mental health services that they might access.
Okay. Are you targeting youth at this to start off with as well, because they're probably more likely to use a service like this online?
Young people do tend to gravitate towards online things and feel more comfortable with it, and they have access to the internet and that sort of thing, whereas, for example, some much older populations, they might not have the internet at all or be comfortable navigating that. So it's quite good for young people and just like operating in an online environment. And so what the program consists of is you sort of, once you decide that you're going to do it, you would, for example, log in and you would do this program over a series of weeks.
Okay.
People would do some questionnaires at the start. Unfortunately, there's quite a few questionnaires, but it's worthwhile to do them because that way we know we can tailor the content for each person. So the individual needs, it's not just like a generic thing for everybody. The individual person receives content each week that's relevant to them and their particular issues.
So if I happened to be under 25 and I wanted to go do this, so I would go on, answer some questions, and it might be questions, I don't know, I guess, say, exercise might be one, something you look at maybe, or
there's a whole lot of different surveys and they cover different things.
Yep.
For example, your levels of stress and issues surrounding that.
So then do I then get some messages or something during the week that would talk about my stress levels? Or
you log into the program and do a series of activities. So in some ways it's kind of like an online course.
Okay.
And there's various materials that you can download. There's videos you can watch and you learn. Each week week there's a different topic or theme, and you learn about things such as how anxiety responses work in the body, and there's like animated things that explain that.
Yeah.
And then you can download different activity sheets and your set exercises to go out and do in the real world. You can also download things like audio materials, relaxation tracks that you can listen to on your MP3 player, that sort of thing. So it's quite diverse, and there's quite a lot of content, and you can come back and you do review exercises at the end of each week to see how you're going and that sort of thing.
And so how long is it going to take? Is it like 8 weeks, 12 weeks, something like that?
8 weeks.
8 weeks, yeah. Okay.
So when you register for the program, at the moment, because we're trialling the program to see how effective it is and relevant for young people and for this demographic, you either get access to the program immediately and can start the program, and that takes 8 weeks, or you enter a wait list, and so you can access the program after 20 weeks. And that's just so that we can compare how access to the program impacts on an individual's well-being.
What kind of people are you looking for to, in particular? Like, who, if someone's listening that's GLBTI in this age bracket, what's, and thinking, oh, but do they want me? Like, what kind of things are you looking for?
So the most exciting thing about this program, it's one of the first online programs that is actually relevant for gay and lesbian young people. So it uses language inclusive of gay and lesbian young people, and it uses examples that are more relevant for those individuals. So, you know, it addresses issues around homophobia and experiences of homophobia, for example, that other mental health programs don't generally kind of touch upon. So any young person aged 18 to 25 who thinks that they would benefit from a wellbeing program, they might be experiencing some levels of stress, anxiety, sadness. Yeah. If after completing the surveys, we identify that their levels of stress, anxiety or sadness are particularly high, then we would recommend that they seek face-to-face therapy.
Sure.
So it's really for that mild to moderate range of symptoms.
And so if I'm a younger person, how do I get involved?
You can go to our website, which is www.outandonline.org.au, and there's a couple of videos there which will explain a bit more about the trial, the overall trial process, how that works with the wait list and so on. And also there's another one that explains the content of the trial, so what you could expect to actually be doing and, you know, what it's useful for.
Because it's important to know what you're getting into.
Absolutely, yeah. We're not trying to just sort of lure people in. And it is quite a large program. Like, the actual content of it is very substantial, and it's psychologically tested material. So everything that's gone into making it is known to be effective.
Yep.
What we're looking to find out now is how effective this is for this age group, and whether this particular kind of tailoring that's been done is going to be useful for people who are same gender attracted, because that hasn't been addressed before. In terms of the actual content, it's not like people are going to be guinea pigs, you know, they're going to be getting good quality psychological treatment that is already, you know, found to be useful for a whole range of issues.
And sorry, how does the treatment come? It comes through talking to someone online?
No, you log in online and you learn about different concepts and
so
you
it's
do
self-learning.
Different exercises.
Yeah.
It is, yeah. It's self-learning, but you can also check in with people if you need to. And there's, for example, on the website there are contact details if you want to email and ask some questions. Like, if you like, we're on YouTube and we have a Facebook page and you can see videos and things through there. But then you can also, you might want to find out more before you sign up. Mm. And so you can contact us.
So I guess it might even be great for people living out in the country.
Absolutely.
Yeah, who don't
if
really
they've
have...
got sufficient internet.
Yeah.
If you're massively remote and you don't have a lot of internet, it could be difficult.
Could be difficult, yeah.
But for rural areas in particular, or for people who... you know, for whatever reason, they don't feel like they can go to face-to-face traditional services, it can be very useful.
Yeah.
And the benefits are also for the future, because we find out a lot from people, even if they start doing the program that they didn't like it or they found it
That's
really
important.
Boring.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
We want to hear about that because then we can change it and make it more applicable, more useful. So
and you know, barriers to entry are critical. But you know, if there's too many barriers to entry, then people won't do it. So
that's right.
Yeah. So
having it online,
you having
can do
it online
in your own home
and free,
and free, being able to test it. Like
I'd
this.
Say the worst right. thing is that there's a lot of surveys, and they do go on a bit, but you know, you get to the end of them, and they really are worthwhile because you get content then that's specific
that's
for you,
you.
And
it's
the only way, that, unfortunately, that we can actually find out a lot of really detailed information.
Yeah.
So that we can make this sort of thing, you know, become more broadly available to young people who might be gay or lesbian or other, like, non-hetero orientations.
Mm-hmm.
And we think that's pretty important because there's quite a lack in that area.
Yeah, there is. And it's nice to see that there's something being done towards it.
Exactly. outandonline.org.au is where you go to get more information. If you are aged 18 to 25 and identify as being part of the Rainbow Communities, then go along and check it out. Watch those YouTube videos and find out more. So that is Out and Online. It's been funded by Beyond Blue. It's created by a team of researchers from Swinburne, Federation Uni, which is the old Uni of Ballarat, and Deakin Uni.
There you go.
So, Bronte and Lucian, thank you so much for coming in tonight.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah,
quite welcome. You're on Hide and Seek on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.